Kirav Divrei Hayamim Perek Chaf Tes Pasik. Let's start with Pasik Chaf Beis. We learned yesterday that Shlomo HaMelech was anointed as king, and David said David was mispalo that Shlomo should be successful in his malchus to build the Beis Hamikdash. Everyone celebrated. They offered zvachim, and then they offered oilos. And we learned yesterday the oilos numbered 1,000. We learned about the number of oilos, 1,000 parim, 1,000 elim, 1,000 kvasim, niskim. Now we go back and repeat. We learned that Rashi yesterday, we discussed the Rashi, the order of the pasuk, first zvachim, then oilos, and now we're coming back to discuss the zvachim. Pasuk of Beis, vayochlu vayishu, they drank, lefnei Hashem, vayemhu on that day, besimcha gedolu, with great joy, vayamlichu sheinis. And at this point in time, when David was about to die, they crowned for a second time Lishlomo ben David. We know the first time he was crowned was after there was a threat to his throne by Adoniyahu ben Chagis. Basheva and Nosan Hanavi came to David and told David what was happening. Vayim shechu laHashem, and he was anointed to Hashem lenagid as a prince. And at that moment in time, they also appointed a new Kohen Gadol. They confirmed his appointment, Ulit Sadok, and Sadok was now appointed as the new Lich Kohen. Now, what is taking place in this pasuk? There's a lot going on. Let's see the mitzvah's pasuk. What?
Can you disinterrupt
of course.
The existing Kohen Gadol?
Yes, Eviyasa was the previous Kohen Gadol. He took sides with Adoniyah. And he was on the wrong side. Yoav also made a terrible mistake, and Yoav also pledges loyalty to Adoniyah ben Chagis, as well as Eviyasar. And that's why Nasan and Navi told David, do you know what is taking place? They're celebrating. He appointed himself as king, and Yoav is there, and Eviyasar is there, as well as some other very important people. And David comes. David says to David, but David, did you not promise me? Did you not swear to me that your child Yedidya, his name will look like of David Cohen? His name was not yet Shlomo. Shlomo was going to be the name of the new king. The name Shlomo was up for grabs. The name of Nasan's son of Bathsheba's child was Yedidya. That was it says in the pasuk. Whoever would become the new king would get the name Shlomo. Melech Shahashalom Shalom. He would be the. He would be. This what? This was. Well, that was. No, so it appears not. It appears that the name Shlomo was a name that was given over. This has some of them partially. David Cohen elaborates upon this very much, but I saw this in other sources as well, that the name Shlomo was the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assigned for the successor for David, and whoever would be the successor, whoever would. David had many children. Shlomo was from the youngest. Whoever would fit the role would rise to the occasion and would become the successor of David, would get the title, would get the shame Shlomo. Just like whoever, there's a person out there in the world who's roy to be Melech HaMashiach, if only the generation was roy, that person would come forward and would become Mashiach. He would get the name Mashiach. What is his name? His name might be Chaim Beryl.
Is the name a title or is it a name? Did it come to the Torah Shlomo ben David or Yedidya ben David?
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. It's like a shinu shem. It could be it's a shinu shem that once you become you get the role as being.
Would I hear the name they call him Shlomo Yedidya?
I don't know the answer. I don't know. But that's this is an idea that is thrown.
Shlomo the same as Pharaoh.
In a way, well, it's not used again. Paro is the name of the leader. The leader of the country is Paro. But Shlomo, no. Shlomo was the name of David's successor. Who would be David's successor? There were many candidates. Adoniyah ben Chagis assumed that he fit, had the qualifications, and he could be that person. He would be the Shlomo. However, Bathsheba said to David, did you not promise me, did you not swear to me that your son Yedidya would be your successor? And he would assume the name Shlomo. And David said, I did swear to you. So then she said, so why then is Adoniyah ben Chagis out there celebrating that he's the new king, he's the successor, and he is Shlomo? And not only is he celebrating, Eviyasar, the Kohen Gadol, none other. Yoav was, you know, how powerful Yoav was David's nephew. He was the general. Nothing happened in the Malchus without the permission of Yoav. And he's also celebrating. He also felt, obviously, this person, Adonai ben Chagis, was a very holy person, was a very powerful person. And many people felt that he was more deserving of the Malchus than Shlom, than Yedidya. However, Hashem did not feel that way, obviously, and David promised, made a shuah to Hashem that Yedidya would be his successor, and that's why it was taken away from him. David made it very clear that I want Yedidya to be the Melech, and he was crowned as the new king, and this took place before this event that we have in front of us. And now when David was about to die, after he gives over all of he instructs Klal Yisrael and he tells them, makes it very clear that I want Yedidya to replace me, they crown Yedidya and everyone celebrates. Now when that happens, we got a big problem, because what about all the people who disagreed? What about Evyasa, the Kohen Gadol, who took sides with Adoniah? What about Yoav, who took sides with Adoniah? So they have to be punished. They have to be punished, and indeed they were severely punished. Evyasa was dismissed. He was told to hand in his letter of resignation.
Still happens today.
And who?
New president, new cabinet. Uh-huh. That's it.
Well, it's not just a new cabinet. It would appear that it would be natural for Evyasar to continue his role as Kohen Gadol under the new Melech, under Shlomo. Especially Shlomo is a continuation of the previous administration. It's only because Evyasar was not loyal, pledged his loyalty to a different child to be a successor. There was obviously friction. In this case, it was unjustified what Evyasa did and what Yoav did and what Adoniah did, and therefore they were all punished, severely punished. And the punishment here was that the pasuk says they appointed Shlomo ben David vayimshuchu. He was anointed laHashem leNagid uLetzadok leChad. Tzadok was appointed as the kol. Let's see the mitzvah stuff in the pasuk Chaf Beis. Tov lefnei Hashem kedin basar zivchei Shlomim. We make it very clear that when it says here they sacrifice Zevach, and the Zevach has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. And we have to remember, at this point in time, there was no Yerushalayim. At this point in time, there were no walls around Yerushalayim. Not that we know, maybe there were, but it did not have the sanctity of the city of Yerushalayim, because the Beis HaMikdash was not yet built. It would not yet be built for another 11 years. So there was no Beis HaMikdash. So where then, at this point in time, were you allowed to eat kachim kalim, as long as you can see the Mishkan? Where was the Mishkan located at this point in time? In Givon. At this point in time, it was located in Givon. So that's a discussion among the Farshim. Where exactly are the people going to offer their korbanos? Are they offering the korbanos in Ir David, by David, in Yerushalayim, where David did erect an altar in front of the Oron? Remember, these last number of years, there was a divide. We discussed this at great length between the location of the Oron and the Mishkan, where all of the other Kalim were located. The main Mizbeach, the Mizbeach and the Choshes, was located in Givon. But the Aron was now in Ir David, an entirely different part of the country. So, and there were korbanos being offered in both locations. And there was Shira being sung in both locations. Now when it says that David is giving over his last will and testament to his children, to his family, and to Klal Yisrael, I think we have a right to assume this was taking place in Ir David. Maybe it says in Beferish. And now it says they all celebrate. Where do they celebrate? They celebrate with Zvachim, sacrifices. When you bring a sacrifice, it has to be in a holy location. And this L'chay was a time of, well, maybe the Heter Bamos. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Is it Heter this Givon? There was Heter Bamos at the time of Givon, but there was Lufnei Hashem. Lufnei Hashem seems to indicate that it was in the vicinity of Bama Gedola. Which Bama Gedola? Either they went back to Givon to Shechter Kabbalah and eat. I don't know. I don't know how far away it was. Probably they know. You can look. Probably there's a way to figure it out. Or what? In Rama, well, what? There was a Bama Katana.
No, Shaul made a big Bama.
Yeah, but that was long ago.
How long ago was it?
David was Melech now for 40 years. It's 45, dealing over here 40 years later. What? Were they using the Bama when after Shaul died? I don't know, maybe, yeah, maybe not.
Until there was the Beis HaMikdash, how was people mocked? They had Bama.
Private Bama's Katanos. Okay, so maybe. But here it's
also because there's a Shita.
Yeah.
Nebi Samuel is where the Bama was.
Where is that? Was that the place?
Nebi Samuel is right above Ramot.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Yeah. In the high spot. When you come yeah. there, you see Harabai.
Okay.
So you can even see for Harabai.
Okay, so you can still see Meharoya. So there are certain teams. I don't know the exact laws. We do know that. What we do know, let's take a step back. When it was Shiloh had a status of a Bama, was different. Shiloh was a Mishkan. It was not like Nova Givon. When the Shechina was resting in Shiloh for 369 years, you were not allowed to offer Korbanos in private Bamos. It was the Isra Bamos. Because Shiloh was the time. Now, at that point in time, when you eat Kashim Kalim, what are the limitations? Where do you eat Kashim Kalim? When it comes to Yerushalayim, we know Kashim Kalim have to be within the walls of Yerushalayim. But Shiloh did not have walls. As far as we know, there were no walls in Shiloh. And even if there were walls, who says walls have any significance? So Chazal, the Gemara talks about this, that in Shiloh, as long as you can see the Mishkan, you can eat the Korbanos. That was called Lifnei Hashem. In the Mishkan of Shiloh, if you can see, if you're in Yerushalayim, enough to see, you can have skyscrapers. As long as you're within the walls of Yerushalayim, you are called Lifnei Hashem. You can eat your kashrim kalim, but Shiloh, there's no din of a chayma. As long as you can see the Mishkan, you can eat your kashrim kalim. You call it nehashem. Here they're bringing korbanos. It's now during the tkufa of Givon, and it says here in the pasuk they ate korbanos lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem means they're in the vicinity of the Hashras HaShechina. Which Shechina? Is it the Shechina that's resting in? There's only one Shechina, of course, but it's obviously it's both. Hashem is not limited to one location. Is it the Shechina in Ir David, or is it the Shechina in Givon? It's not clear, but it does say Lefnei Hashem, which would seem to indicate that they did not take their kabbonis to their backyard and offer them on private bummels. That is what...
in a private yard.
Yes.
Then they were able to eat.
So they were able to eat, and they were able to bring korbanos. But these korbanos were different. This was Vayir. It says here they offered sacrifices lifnei Hashem, and that's what the Mitzvah is coming to tell us, the significance of lifnei Hashem. Rashi will have another pshat, but the Mitzvah says kedin basar zivchei shlamim. When you eat zivchei shlamim, it has to be eaten lifnei Hashem when there's a Beis Hamikdash within the walls of Yerushalayim. When there is Shiloh, as long as you can see Shiloh, how does that translate into this time and place? I do not know. But there were rules. And the rules are being expressed with the word Lifnei Hashem. It wasn't just a regular offering. More than that, I don't know. Let's go further. At this point in time, they anointed Shlomo for a second time. When was the first time that he was anointed? We're telling you why now it was necessary for another ceremony. Because the first time that he was anointed was only in front of a select group, a few people, small group of people, Yerushalayim. L'chein shavu lihamlichoi b'kahal kol sorei Yisrael. We have to remember, we learned yesterday, not everyone came. Just because all of the sarim were there, all of the division heads, and all of the generals, and all of the leaders of the various mishmaros, but not the entire Klal Yisrael was there. That's what Deva complained. Had the entire Klal Yisrael taken up my invitation to come and donate, we would have had a lot more money than we have. So it's true, it was a very significant group of people, but it wasn't in front of the entire Klal Yisrael. Vayim shechu law, al pi mitzvah Hashem mashchu lemelech, according to the law of Kalashbar, according to the law, the melech has to be anointed with the Shemen Hamishcha. And that's why he was anointed. Now the question is, why there's halacha that you don't need to anoint a melech ben Mr. Gemara. You don't need to anoint a melech ben melech, because malchus goes down in the yichus b'yerusha. It's not like a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol doesn't go b'yerusha. You have to be roy to be the successor of the previous kohen. Just because
he wasn't bechor.
What?
He wasn't a bechor.
Doesn't matter. He wasn't the Bukhar. A Ben, right? So you're making a good point. It appears it doesn't make a difference. As long as the family selects one of the children to serve as the successor to their father, that is sufficient, and there's no technical need for there to be Shem HaMishcha. However, if someone contests the Malchus, there's another child, and there's a Machloikis, then al pi halacha, you need to use Shem and Hamishcha. If you're not allowed to use Shem and Hamishcha, if it's not necessary, it's forbidden. You're being moil behegdish. It's holy. It's sacred. You're having benefit of maskun to loisa sukamohu. You're not allowed to use to have pleasure from the Shem and Hamishcha when the law does not allow, it's not required.
It doesn't bubble. I think it bubbles on the...
What?
It bubbles on the right person.
I don't know the Sashem Medrash like that. the crowd, the children.
The Hasidim accepted this halacha because that's the way they have a dozen kids. Every kid has his own rabbis.
Not like this. Here only one. Here only one melech. There they have multiple. It breaks up into multiple divisions. But the point here is that why here were they allowed to anoint Shlomo with the Shemen HaMishcha? The answer is because there was machlokes. Since Adoniah contested the Malchus, so then al pi halacha the mechuyev to anoint Shlomo with Shemen HaMishcha, it's not being nene from Hegdesh Shaloi Kedin. Why is it mitzvah Hashem? Because it was machlokes. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is kasha. Ben Melech does not need Shemen HaMishcha. It goes be Yerusha. So why then was Shlomo anointed? Because of Adoniah, because there was someone contested his Malchus.
Then he was anointed twice with Shem.
He was anointed. Doesn't say that they anointed him.
Because they took his brother, went down with Shem and Amishra. They took the Kayan down to the.
You have to look at what it says if they actually anointed him the first time. Did they? I don't know. I have to go. Okay, you have to look. Malachim Aleph.
Which coin did it the first time? It wasn't Yosef.
Okay, I don't know. That if Yosef anointed Adoniah with Shem HaMishcha, I'm not so sure. I don't know. We have to look it up. Okay, whatever. Let's go further. Malachim Aleph. Okay, let's go further. First parak. It's after a few two, three weeks ago. It was the after. Ulit Sadok. Okay, next go to part. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk chaf beis. Vayochlu vayishlu vayamachu v'gomer v'im hoyomer vayizchu l'Hashem zvachim hoyimafsek. Then if it would say they offered zvachim mafsek ben azvachim v'olos b'dvar machenim v'chodei shalol lahafsek loy amoron miad v'him tim al b'soyf v'omer zvachim l'ro vayochlu vayishlu v'chein har b'dugmas vayochlu vayishlu l'fnei Hashem dugma v'yikach kis shochosin Moshe. He does explain what we learned yesterday, that the pasuk is returning to pasuk chafal. Pasuk chafal has already been mentioned by Yizchul Hashem Zvachim. Then we were mafsik by discussing the oilos. Now we are returning to the Zvachim. And we're telling you that the Zvachim were enjoyed with great simcha. And at this moment in time, they anointed. When it says here that it was Lefnei Hashem, we find the precedent for this expression, Lefnei Hashem, Yisro came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they ate. Ochlu vayishtu, also it says there a similar expression, they ate lefnei Hashem. Pasuk, next words in Rashi, vayamlichu shenis l'shomu ben David, kvar him lichu papam echad, kidlsi b'molochim, vayikach tzadik ha-koynes keren ha-keren, the goymer, it says he took there the keren, the horn, I guess that's the horn of oil. The horn of oil, okay. The goymer mefurish behorios melech ein moishchen oisog a melech meikir. Then you do not need to anoint the melech. So why then was he anointed? V'la mashlo es Shlomo. Why did mashlo Shlomo? David siva la mashlo kde lahot simi liban shel oizrei Adoniyahu lehamlicho. In order to disprove, in order to put to rest the argument, the machlokes and Klal Yisrael, who should be king. When there is a machlokes, then the successor does need Shemen HaMishcha according to the halacha. Vayimshu l'Hashem, he was anointed to Hashem as a prince. L'nagid. Why is the word prince used in reference to a melech? The answer is because the word nagid means to draw. A more precise translation, Meloshon Nigido, what's in Targum Shel Mishchu, is the targum of mishchu. Mishchu means to draw, to draw, to pull near. Mishchu, come close and offer a carbon pesach. Mishchu kuchulchem pesach. Mishchu amevo. There's all the different mamori chazal, but simply moshach means to pull, to come close. So the targum translates the word mishchu with the word nigido. So we see the word nogid is related. It's an Aramaic translation from moshach. Because the role of a king is to go in front and to go in the back, to draw the people after. Whatever he does, people will follow. He will take the lead. He goes in front, he takes them out, he brings them in. And that's why the king is called a nogid. Beautiful idea. The word nogid is telling us.
He says, Mashku, Kadam Hashem,
Lemalka.
Nagid, he translates as a king.
As a king, okay. So you do Rashi, just giving the elaboration. A Nagid is a king, is a melech. but he's telling us the word Nagid is also an Aramaic word, which means to draw, and that is why a king is called a Nagid, because he is the drawer of the nation. He takes the lead. Everyone follows in his ways. They anointed Ulutzadok HaKohen Lefi Shemoshach Evyasar Es Adoniyahu. What happened to Evyasar? Where did he disappear? Rashi tells because he was removed, dismissed from his position because he joined Adoniyahu. Now, before we go further, there's a very interesting Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin. I'll read you the whole Gemara. It's a Gemara. Sanhedrin Avchav, Tanu Rabbanan. Oitzrois Melachim LaMelech Ushar Bizo Sheboizazin Mechsel LaMelech UMechselam. Here is a rule. Okay, this is the rule of the country. When Klal Yisrael goes to war, Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Rishos, and they conquer a city, let's say they're going to war against some city, and they succeed, so there's a lot of spoils. Who gets the spoils? What do you do with all the spoils? So the rule of thumb is, the palace, all of the spoils of the king, the treasury of the king, when they come to the palace and they break open the palace and they go into the treasure house, all of the treasures go to the king of Klal Yisrael. That's the rule. Possessions of the melech of the foreign king, the conquered king, become the property of the melech Yisrael. What about the spoils of the common man of the country? There can be billions of dollars of assets that have been conquered by the Malchus, by the army, that is divided 50-50 between the Melech, the assets of the king, and the rest of Klal Yisrael. So let's review. If Klal Yisrael goes to war and they conquer a nation, the assets of the conquered Melech automatically become the property of the Melech Yisrael. All of the other spoils are divided 50-50. 50% becomes the property of the Melech Yisrael, and 50% becomes the property divided equally among Klal Yisrael. How do you know that? What do you know that from? You know that halacha from this pasuk here in Divrei HaYamim Perek Chav Tes. What's the Mukar? Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, Rav Dimi V'yomer Lo Ravacha. How do you know this? What's the source? Bishlamam Melachim LeMelech. I understand that the treasures of the king, of the conquered king, become the property of the Melech Yisrael. That's logical. That's Derech Eretz. When you go to war, the property of the king becomes the property of the king of Yisrael. Orcha de Milsa. Ela Shar Bisa Shabbazin. I'm reading the Gemara Mechsel LeMelech Mechsel LeMelech. How do you know it? Here's the answer. This pasuk, the Chassivit says, "Vayimshechu laHashem." He was appointed. He was anointed Shlomo as a king laHashem leNagid and Ulit Sadok. In this pasuk, we compare the king to the Kohen Gadol. What do we know about the Kohen Gadol? Let me just tell it to you out before I read the words inside. What halacha do we know about the Kohen Gadol? Every single week on Shabbos, they divided the lechem upon him. How many loaves of bread are there? 12. Who got the 12 loaves of bread? Well, 6 of them went directly to the Kohen Gadol, to him and his family. The other 6 were divided among all of the other Kohanim. Now, how do I know that? How do we know that? That's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hoysa le'aharon ulevanav." It says concerning the lechem upon him, the lechem upon him will go to Aaron ubanav. The Gemara makes a drasha, 50%. To Aaron, who was the acting Kohen Gadol, and the other 50% of the Lechapan will go Lebanav to his children, meaning the other Kohanim. Now let's go a step up. So the Kohen Gadol, when it comes to the Lechem Aponim, which I guess was the most basic gift the Kohen Gadol received, he gets 50%. This pasuk now compares the Nogid, the prince, the king, to the Kohen Gadol. Just like the Kohen Gadol gets 50%, so too the king also gets 50% of the spoils. Now we're now talking about the royal treasures of the conquered king, because that's Derech Eretz. That's out of the picture. That's logical. The entire treasure of the house of the king should go to the Melech Yisrael. But from the spoils of the population, of the conquered nation, that is where we apply this drasha, l'nagid ulit tzadok, just like tzadok, the Kohen Gadol, gets half the lechem apanim, the other half is divided among all the other kohanim, so to the spoils of the conquered nation, 50% go to the nagid, and the other 50% go to the rest of Klal Yisrael. That is the Gemara. We will finish up those words. The Chassivit says, "Mivayim shchul Hashem le Nagid ule Tzadok makish Nagid." We compare the Nagid to litzadok. Mat sadok, just like tzadok was the kohen gadol mechzalo mechzaleechov af nagi, the king, when it comes to the spoils of the congregation, mechzaloi u mechzaleechov, the tzadok gufim minah. How do we know the kohen gadol gets 30? We send that way it said, because what says the pasuk, the tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi Hoysel, and Lodav, mechzalad, and mechzalebanav. Okay, so that's this point. Let's now go further in. Next pasuk, yeah.
Like Rashi, Abinyahu was appointed king.
No, he wasn't. He was illegitimate.
Why was it? It says the
reason Adonijah took it for himself. He was illegitimate.
The reason that Yashar lost the kahuna,
yeah,
because
right.
So that's before.
Right.
Then afterwards, they made.
It was illegitimate. He was illegitimate. He had no right. He had no right. He had no right to do just because.
He had no right to do, but he made. But
it doesn't matter. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It has to be done according to Hashem. Hashem did not give him authority to do this. So it's illegitimate. It's meaningless.
And the Lachem Aleph, he brings. Abiyasar knew he was on the outs because Abishalom went to Abiyasar to ruin the Tumen. He asked him help. So he knew that Shlom. So from then on, David HaMelech always mentioned Sadek before Abiyasa. And Yoav knew he was also on the outs, that he was no longer Sartzaran. But they both helped build David because Abiyasa helped David in Shaul's time. He told him what to do, according to the Urim Tum. So they thought, so we built up David to be a Melech, we'll build up one of his kids to be a Melech. But they also want to protect their jobs. That's what they wanted.
They knew.
It doesn't say anything about Shem.
But it says Karen. It says the Karen, the horn. So maybe it wasn't the real oil. It was just Shemen Afarsimen, balsam oil that was symbolic. But it was illegitimate. He had no right. It was illegal.
He wasn't
a Kohen Gadol. He had access, but his actions did not have any weight. Did not carry any weight. It was illegal what he did. It was without the authority of the king, so it's nonsense. If I go and I say, I'm the President of the United States, well, people will say, you're Meshuggah. Where do you come to say you have to have authority? There's a legal process to become the Melech. Okay, let's go. Let's go to the next pasuk. Vayeshem. Now, this pasuk is very, very strange pasuk. Subject to much discussion, what it means, but what it says, Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem. What in the world does that mean? No human being can sit on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. Let's read. Lemelech tachas David aviv, in the place of David his father, vayatzlach, and he was successful. That's an amazing thing, to be an ish matzliach. That's what it says about Yosef. Yosef was an ish matzliach, to be a successful person. I know of a story, a very successful person. He's a very wealthy person. Many, many years ago, he went to the Stipler for a bracha. He went with his father. This probably goes back. I know all the stories secondhand through my brother and someone who's married to a cousin of the family. And they went to the Stipler. Now the Stipler was a very holy person. We all know that. The Stipler was Rav Chaim Kinievsky's father, was his father. And they went for a bracha. And the Stipler gave a bracha to the older brother, to another brother. And then it came to this particular brother. And the father said, can you please give him a bracha? So the Stipler says, he doesn't need my bracha. He's an ish matzliach. And indeed, this person is a very successful person, a very wealthy person. So this story Ad Hayom Hazeh spooks family. How did he know to say that? And at that point in time, he was a teenager. He wasn't anything... Adrabi, you would never expect. No one ever would imagine. Ish matzliach. Okay, this is a spooky story.
The bracha works for the others?
It wasn't the bracha. He didn't give a bracha.
No.
I don't know about the other. Others are very chashra people. They're talmidei chacham, very big talmidei chacham. They're very chashra people. But he said about this one, he doesn't need my bracha. He's an ish matzliach. Here it says about Shlomo, vayatzlach, he was successful, vayishmu, he loved Kol Yisrael, and the entire Klal Yisrael listened to him. And once it mentions here the pasuk that he sat on the Kisei Hashem, l'melech tachas David aviv, vayatzlach, there's another pasuk that I think in Malachim where it says that he sat on the Kisei David. He sat on the throne of this pasuk in Divrei Hayom is different than what it says in Malachim where it says that Shlomo sat on the Kisei David. When the Stipler was sitting Shiva, we don't do this today. But when the stiva was on, the stiva was nifter of Chaim Knievsky, during Shiva he sat in his father's seat. So people said to him, "What are you doing?" So he says, "That's what you're supposed to do." It says in the pasuk, "Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei David." It says in Malach, it doesn't say here. He says, "Hashem, that's what you're supposed to do. That's the halacha. That is the cover you give the father, where the son sits in his seat and takes his makor." By Chassidim, that's how it is. I mean, unless there's a machlekes and there's a divan, there are many divisions. But that's now we don't do this. This is not acceptable today. Today, by the Ashkenazim, by the Lidush Olam, you don't sit in your father's seat when your father dies. But there is something to it. And it says this by Shlomo. Shlomo sat in the chair of his father, the Melech. And every person, in a certain degree, a person is the king of his home. And when a person is no longer here, he wants that his son should be Memalez Mukaima in this world, and the son sits in his Mokom. Okay, now here it says he sat on the throne, not of his father David, but on the throne of Hashem. As a king, Tachastav Vayatzlach, Vayishmol, Kalishol, let's see the Metzudas Pasik, Chav Gimel. Pasik Chav Gimel says, Al Kisei Hashem Ratzoloimar. So the Metzudas is coming to apologize. Don't take the Pasik literally. It just means the throne of Hashem, La'asos Mishpat Hashem, to do Hashem's laws. Doesn't mean literally that he sat on Hashem's throne. He did Hashem's will, his will. Then it's called Yisrael of Lohoyim Ara Olav. That's an amazing feat. That when Shlomo succeeded David, there was no fighting. Everyone, it was a seamless transition. That's Mavre al Harayon today for something like that to happen, where someone dies and everyone agrees who should take the person's place. That's an incredible thing. Okay, now we come to the Rashi. Rashi pasuk chav gimel. Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Hashem lemelech. Kan neifel loymar melech al kisei Hashem. Why does it say that he? The word melech al kisei Hashem. Sha kisei shel Hashem hu lehamlich olav mi sheyirtze. So according to Rashi, Rashi was also coming to apologize. Doesn't mean literally he sat on the kisei hakovod. It means he sat on the throne because Hashem wanted him to do so. The kisei is the kisei of David. Why is it called Hashem? Because Malchus comes from Hashem. Like we learned a few days ago, v'hamisnasei l'chol rosh. You, Hashem, are the one who causes to rise, to bring up every l'chol l'rosh. Every leader in this world is handpicked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even a person who is selected to be the leader of the well, the one in charge of who draws water from the well, even his authority is granted directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly, the throne of the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, the leader was selected by Hashem, and that's how we interpret this pasuk. He sat al kisei kama, by the appointment and by the permission and by the authority of Hashem. That is how Rashi learns. It's similar to the Mitzudas. It's not exactly the same thing as the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas doesn't say that. The Mitzudas says that Shlomo Melech sat on the kisei of Hashem. Why is it called Hashem? Because just like Hashem administers Mishpat in this world, that is what Shlomo also, he conducted in Malchus ways of Mishpat and Yosher. Uve medrash, and now he brings a medrash mefurish kiso hayamole. Now here we have a word kise is with an aleph. Isn't that amazing? We all are brainwashed. We all know so often that we read about the throne that Hashem's kise is chaser kiyod al keiska melcham al Hashem ba'amolik. Hashem has his hand on his throne. He swears by the holiness of his throne. And how is the word kisei spelled? Kiyod al kase. Doesn't say al kisei. It should say kisei with an aleph. But in the Torah, in Parash B'Shalach, it is chaser. It's missing the aleph. So here, and it's here, it's spelled mole kisei. Why is it spelled mole? Because this was the period of time in history where Hashem's malchus was felt more than ever. It was as mole as it gets. It wasn't 100% because we know Mashiach didn't come, but in the history of the world, the presence, the Hashras, Hashchid of Kadosh Baruch Hu was felt more than ever. Medrash Mefurish Kiso Haya Mole Kamo Halavana Bitesvav Bukhalis, just like the moon is mole, the moon is in its full fullness in the middle of the month, so too, and now we make a beautiful medrash, because from the time of Avraham until the time of Shlomo there were 15 world leaders. Who are the 15? Not 15 generations, but 15 the leaders. Who are the 15 leaders? Kimi Avraham at Shlomo test of Doros. He says the talk of Doros. Let's go with them. Avraham, Yitzhak, V'Yaakov. After Yaakov, then who was the Melech of the? Even though there was a Yosef, but the one that had served really was Yehuda. Yehuda 4, Peretz 5, Chetzron was 6. Moshe is because Moshe lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda umichogek mi bein Raglav. Although Moshe was the spiritual leader, the one that had the authority of Melech was only a descendant of Yehuda. There are different leaders. There's a Kohen. There are always two leaders. There's a Kohen Gadol. There are only three leaders. There's a Kohen Gadol. There is the Melech, and there is the Av Beis Din. The Kohen Gadol is obviously a Shevet Levi, a Kohen, a Miuchas. The Melech must be a descendant from Shevet Yehuda, and the Av Beis Din, anyone up for grabs, anyone that wants to be a Talmud Chacham can become the Av Beis Din regardless of your Yichus, even a Ger. Shmaya v'Avtalia was the whole shaila start to give, but generally anyone can become the Av Beis Din. So we have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Peretz. We have Chetzron. We have Ram, Aminadav, Nachshon, Shlomo. Shlomo. This is a different Shlomo. Okay, Boaz. Salma. Okay, not Shlomo. Salma, Boaz. Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo. So Shlomo was the 15th leader that generation from the time of Avraham. That's what the pasuk says, that the throne of Shlomo is like the sun before me. It will not be deficient forever. If you want to compare it, just like it's complete, looks like the sun is complete. The sun was never diminished. At the time of my separation, Hashem only diminished the moon, not the sun. And then the Rashi goes on to say, if you want to compare it to the moon, that is prepared for the future. If you go count, he makes a calculation that from the time of Shlomo until the last of the Jewish kings, at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, there were another 15 kings. There were 15 more kings from the time of Shlomo until the Churban Bayis Rishon, and that those kings, they continuously diminished their sanctity, they just like the moon. So in total, from the time of Avraham all the way until the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, Tzidkiyot, the last king, there were a grand total of 30 kings, 30 leaders in Klal Yisrael. It got better and better from the time of Avraham, the moon, like the moon waxes. It got greater and greater until it reached the climax, the time of Shlomo. And then from there on, it waned all the way down until the last king, Tzidkio, which in the end of his days, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Until Tzidkiyahu. The Einei, as the Pasuk says, the Einei Tzidkiyahu Iver, the eyes of Tzidkiyahu, they were blind. That's why the Midrashic connection, his eyes were blind. It means the Or. It doesn't just mean his eyes were blind, just like the Levana at the end of 30 days disappears. So too the Kedusha, the Koyach, the Toikif of Tzidkiyahu, the last of 30 kings, it diminished at the end of 30 generations. Okay, now we go from the next words of Rashi. Vayishmoyelav kol Yisrael miyad miyad mash inkein b'shohol. When the Rashi here is coming to compare different kings, Shlomo was immediately accepted, unlike Shohol. When Shaul was anointed by Shmuel, people said, him? He's going to be the king. There was some Bnei Belial, some disgusting people. They said, this guy, Shaul, he's not a leader. He can't save us. David also, the first 7 years, did not have a strong malchus. Who hang out with David the first 7 years? Only people, Mori Nefesh, Pasuk says, people that were bitter. People, not low class people, not the upper class. David started out small, but Shlomo, He started out very great from the very beginning. Pasuk Chav Dalet. The Chol Asarim Harigor. Now, let me tell you one other medrash. Let me give the medrash. This is Shmos Rabbah. Shmos Rabbah says also is disturbed. What is it over here that Shlomo sent the Kisei Hashem? So the medrash really says it well. Chiyuchal Adam Leishay Bekisa Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. A human being sitting in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Li Shenem Arboy. It says in Daniel. Karsiye Shavivin Dinur, his throne are sparks of fire. How can a human being sit on the throne of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Elos, the Gemara, the Medrash says, what all it means is that he ruled over the entire world. In his tenure, his reign, he was recognized as the superpower of the world. No one did anything in this world without his permission. Elamak Kadosh Baruch Hu Sholeit. Misoif Olam Biat Soifoi V'Sholeh B'Chol HaMolochim Shnemar Yoducha Hashem Kol Malchei Eretz Kain Shal Shlomo Misoif Olam Biat Soifoi. He ruled the entire world V'Chol Malchei Eretz Mevakshem Espnei Shlomo. Pasuk says everyone came to seek his advice, his wisdom, and everyone came to bring him presents. V'Heima Mevim Ish Min Chaso. The Medrash concludes L'Koch Nemar V'Yeshev Shlomo Al Kisei Hashem L'Melech. Being that he was recognized as the world, the superpower, so he had a similar trait as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Melech Al Kol Ha'olam. Okay, now, so that's basic. And let's finish up the parak. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Chol Asarim HaGibarim V'Gam V'Chol B'nei HaMelech David Nosnu Yod Tachash Shlomo HaMelech. All of David's Gibra. You have to remember that in the story of Adoniah ben Chagis, there were many people who did not support Adoniah. Who were among them? The Giborim. Remember, we spent some time discussing all the different Giborim. It was a collection of different groups of Giborim that were under David's authority. Benoyahu, Ben Yehoyada, and a whole list of Giborim. All of the Giborim, this club of Giborim, did not support Adoniah. They stayed far away. Now, when David appointed Shlomo, they came forward to pledge their allegiance to him. That's what it says. They gave a yad. Now, what is minosnu yad tachas underneath Shlomo HaMelech? So the Mitzuda says, Pasuk of Dalit, nosnu yad toku kapam liyos tachas mem shalta. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. They stretched forth their hand. So does it mean they shook his hand? Maybe that's what it means. A handshake? They gave Shlomo, they went over to him? Oh, well maybe it means a salute. They extended their hand, okay? They extended their hand. Or, so that means a handshake. They did a handshake? Or it's symbolic. All it just means is symbolic. They pledge their allegiance. It doesn't mean anything physical. I did see somewhere, maybe I saw this in the Das Sefer. It's an expression, right? But it appears a lot of the Farshim want to add more to this expression. They want to say that it means like we find by Eliezer. Eliezer put his hand tachas yerech Avraham. He swore.
They all swore allegiance.
He swore. Where did he swear? By the Bris Milah. By the Bris Milah. Doesn't mean that Mamash he took hold of the Bris Milah. Doesn't mean he did. It means he put his hand on his leg. When Eliezer swore to Avraham, he just put his hand on his thigh. He rested his hand on the thigh because that's in the vicinity of the Bris Milah, and he swore. It's the same exact thing. It's a beautiful idea is that they were basically Nosnuya Tachas Shlomo. Tachas means the lower portion of the body. They swore by the Bris Milah. They did a similar thing what Eliezer did to Avraham. Avraham made Eliezer swear by the Koyach, the Kedusha, the Bris Milah. Here, Klal Yisrael is now reaching its shlemus, having a melech. Soim tos melech, a melech. David was also a melech. Shol was also a melech. But Shlomo's malchus was a different type of malchus. It was the malchus of Ayeshal Kisei Hashem. It was the shlemus of Klal Yisrael. When you come to the end, you always look back at the beginning. Where did it all start? It all started of Heye Tomim. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I'm giving you the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and with Bris Milah you're going to be a Sholem, as a Yochid, as an individual. Klal Yisrael now is achieving Shlemus as a nation. So there's a similarity between Bris Milah for the Yochid and the malchus of Klal Yisrael for the tzibur. When a nation has a king, a strong king that leads and guides them in the proper way, the nation is sholem, is tamim. Just as Avraham was called Veheye Tamim when he performed the Bris Milah. So the two here are coming together. A connection between a good drasha for a Bris Milah. There's a connection between Malchus, the Shleimus of Malchus and Klal Yisrael, and Bris Milah. Bris Milah is for the Yachid, what Malchus is for the Tzibut. Malchus for the Tzibut, what Bris Milah is for the Yachid. And that's what it means here. Nosnu Yod, Tacha Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, that's an idea. Now let's see what it says here in the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Chof Hei. Pasuk Chof Hei, Pasuk Chof Dalet. Chol Yisrael Magibor Ma She'en Kein Be'Adon Yahu. He's comparing with what happened by Adon Yahu. When Adon Yahu became Melech, he did not have the support of all of the Giborim. They did not come to his support. Does not say this expression by Adon Yahu. What does that mean? It means emuna. Emuna means faith. They put their faith in their leader. Loyalty. Taku kaf l'shlomo. They extended their hand to Shlomo. La'ovdo b'leivav shalem, to support him with a full heart. Pasuk kaf hey. Vayigadel Hashem Shlomo l'malo. Hashem elevated Shlomo above. Leinei kol Yisrael. Vayitin alav hod malchusa. What is hod? Hod is a very, very hard word to translate. Hod means sometimes light. It means chen. In this context, I think Rashi says it means grace. Chein. What is chein? Chein is chinam. Charisma. Well, I shouldn't say charisma, not really the right word for it. Chein means, chein is, you like a person because you like him. You can't describe in words. I can't give you a reason. I can't give you a concrete, scientific reason why I like him. I like him. Why? Chinam. For free. There's no reason. I just connect with him. There's chemistry between him and me, between him and us. We like him. Chinam. That's a gift. If someone likes you for no reason, it's something spiritual which Hashem gives a person. That is called hod. The yitain, a love, hod malchus. That's what Chanukah is very much associated with hod. We can compare Chanukah relative to Purim. Famous fart. Chanukah, you have a dreidel. And the dreidel you spin on top. Purim, you have a gragger. What do you spin the gragger? On the bottom. Why? Why is the gragger on the bottom and the dreidel on top? Because Purim, it was our doing. Lech kinos es kol ha-yehudim v'tzumu olav yal tochlu yal tishlu shloshim laila v'yom. We did it. The only reason why the miracle of Purim happened, the only reason why we got into trouble was because of us, because we got ourselves into trouble by participating in the Suda v'Achashverosh. And how did we get out of it? Because we came together. There was Achas and Klal Yisrael from Misfat HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us from the Tzara. It was our doing. Therefore, the gragger, the noise, was made from below. Chanukah was Hod. It's called Hodshel. It's called the Hodar. It relates very much to the concept of Hod, whatever that means, wherever that comes from. I don't know the exact sources, but it's Hod because we didn't deserve it. It was divine grace. Hashem, from above, from Shemayim, the things were spinning. In Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us the ability to be successful and overcome our enemies and to restore the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So here it says, Vayitin alav hod malchus. Make no mistake, Shlomo's success was divine grace. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher lo hoya al kol melech, was not on any melech, asher lo hoya al kol melech lefanav al Yisrael, that never existed before on any king that existed before al Yisrael. Now the Mepharshim right away disturbed, what do you mean al kol melech? How many kings were there? How many kings were there? There was David, that was it. Oh, you want to itch? You want to itch Shaul? Okay, but for that David and Shaul, you want to say that such an expression, Lahoyal Kol Melech Lefanav Al Yisrael, I mean, that's a little bit of an extreme to say over two kings, maybe you want to eat Ishboshes after Shaul died, so for 1 year, Ishboshes ruled for a short period of time. So three kings, it seems that it's overblown. So it's not really a kasha because it goes back to the previous Rashi that we learned before that there were really 15 kings. There was Moshe, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And then we have 15 doras, and each dor had a leader, and those leaders were considered in halacha kings. Even Moshe is not mentioned, one of the leaders, Moshe, but Moshe also had the status of a melech. Yehoshua had the status of a melech. The shoftim, this is a discussion, did the shoftim have the status, the laws of a melech? A melech has the power to an eminent domain, to take away your property, to kill Moed B'Malchus. Did the Shoftim have such powers? There's a question.
It brings it just from the Shevet Yehuda.
Right, 50, that's what I said. There are 15 from Shevet Yehuda, period. But in addition to that, there was Moshe, and there was Yoshua, and then there were the Shoftim, who were not from Shevet Yehuda. They also, to some degree, had the Koyach of a Melech, and some of the Farshim want to learn. That's what it means over here. When it says Melech, it refers to the leaders. It doesn't necessarily mean who we count as being a Melech over Klal Yisrael. Let us see the Rashi Pasuk Chaf Hey. The Mitzudos first. The Mitzudos first. Then called Yisrael Kulukulam Kulam Rahu Gudulah. So everyone in Klal Yisrael saw his greatness. That's an amazing statement. Many times in the history of the world, you have leaders, and everyone is just laughing their head off. He's the Melech. He's the president. I can do better than him. He just got lucky. He was in the right place at the right time, and had the right connections. He became Melech. He's not a great person. He's just a puppet. He's just a politician. Here it says that Shlomo was royal Malchus. See, it's a whole different ball game. When you have a king, or you have a leader who's roy for the job, it's a whole different world. Unfortunately, it's very rare we get to see things like that. Roy gidulasa hod malchus. So let me show you niru be'enei kol. Ashahu hogun. He is fit. He's proper. The royal Lumalucha, Mifas Atzmo, he's deserving the Malchus for his own right, not because of his father. Al-Kol-Melech, Al-Shum-Melech, Shoy-Lufan of Yishol, he was greater than any king that exists in Klai Yishol before him. Let's see the Rashi Pasuk Chof Hei. Rashi Chof Hei says, V'itin Allah Hoy Malchusa, Pishroin, what does it mean? Nosim Allah Chain. Okay, this is a very important Rashi. Rashi here is teaching the word Hod as grace, Chain. Matnas Chinam. Malchus Dugmas V'nasata Nehod Cholov, that you will give Yehoshua from your hold upon Yehoshua. Shakol Amr, everyone said, Hogun Ze. Over Daniel, during the Nevuah, during the vision where they saw Edom, there it says Edom's going to rule without Chain. Just the Abba Amr al Kikinoi, this statue will stand on its base, Nivze will be despised. For in Nosnu love Hod Malchus, and will not be given upon this nation of Edom, it will not have the Hod Malchus. Yeah.
I want to learn a different my own shot. I want to know if it sounds right. Vayagdil Hashem Eshlomo l'malo l'eni kol Yisrael. Then Vayidal Avhag Malchusay period or comma Hashem lo yaya akol melech comma lefonov. In front of Hashem there was no Avhag Malchusay al Yisrael. The lefonov doesn't necessarily have to go akol melech lefonov, because the trap even says Hashem lo yaya akol melech. The Hoid was not on any king, Lefanov, before Hashem, Al Yisrael.
So you think Lefanov is going on that he was king before Hashem?
I'm thinking it possible. Hashem Eshlaim, right?
In front of him.
Lefanov al Yisrael.
All right, I hear what you're saying. It's you want to bring up the pasuk, you want to put those words in the beginning of the pasuk. Okay,
afterwards there was no.
All right, okay. That's not pasuk shot. Pasuk shot is Lefanov is before. Melech before Shlomo. You want to see Lefanim before Hashem. Okay, that's an idea.
Well, the end of the pasuk, that part is reflected upon the first part, and Kol Yisrael is reflected upon Alkisei Hashem. And you can't get any more.
Okay, it's not a kasha. There are different ways to regular the pasuk. We had this before in the Vim. There are different approaches. There are different ways to look at the read the pasuk.
When you look at Kitz Hashem, you're talking about perfection. And Kol Yisrael, you're almost talking about also perfection. Okay. A totality.
Okay. There are different ways to look at it. Pasuk Chavav, David ben Yishai, he all of a sudden referred to his father. Okay, now David is about to die. David here is dying, and when a person dies, it's an idea. All of a sudden, We don't give him any titles. We learned this before. It's not called David HaMelech. We just say David ben Yishai. It's very sick. A person dies by a levaya. They just say, "Oh, that's his father's name." I never heard. I never knew that. It's like all of a sudden the name is different because there's no kavod at the very end. David ben Yishai Molech al Kol Yisrael. Pasuk Chazan. Hayem Asher Molech al Yisrael Arboim Shana 40 years. Now we know it really was 33, it was 7.5 years. Mm-hmm. So what happened to those half years? So it says in the Medrash, because he was a Mitzora, he had leprosy. So during those 6 months of Tzaras, it's like it doesn't exist. A Mitzora's Choshev Kemes. It doesn't exist, so it's not included in the calculation of his malchus. Pasuk Chav Ches Vayamos Beseva Toiva. He died in old age. Seva Yamim, satisfied, satiated with accomplishment in his days. Oysher V'chavod, wealth and honor. Vayimloch Shlomo V'no Tachtav. Pasuk Chav Tes V'Divrei David HaMelech Harishanim V'hu Acharonim. Now this expression does not appear anywhere else other than in Divrei Hayamim. His first and last. This is
beginning to end.
It's a unique expression that's unique to the Nusach of Divrei Hayamim. Hinam kisuv al Divrei Shmuel Haroya. It was written by Shmuel in Sefer Shmuel. V'al Divrei Noson Hanavi V'al Divrei God Hachayzeh. Now this is a shocking thing that it says in the Mitzudos that there were other books. Can you imagine other historical books like Sefer? Can you imagine we have Sefer Shmuel? We have 26 Sefer Tanakh. We have a Sefer God and a Sefer Nosson. Nosson also wrote an historical account of what happened during the period of his life, and we don't have it. It's lost from us. That is how the Mitzvah learns. However, other Mefarshim learned that Nosson Navi and Divrei HaGadol Chozeh is referring to specific episodes in David's life that are recorded in Sefer Shmuel. So, two different Mahalchim. Does it mean the other books? Or it means, no, just episodes in David's life. Nasan and Navi refers to the time of, the main event of Nasan was David and Bathsheba. Nasan and Navi was the one who gave David Musar, how dare you take the wife of Uriah HaChiti. And God HaChayzer was the main Navi who gave David Musar when he counted Klal Yisrael, which resulted in a Magefa, right before his decision to proceed to build the Beis HaMikdash.
Well, can we say like the
Mahalim said?
Shmuel died before David. So events took place in David's life after that, and God had also, they continued to record
what happened. Okay, it could be. That's what...
Can I ask one question? Why is it, obituary part of his thing to say, Oisha recovered? Wealth. What's the chashivas? We don't usually say that. You know, you don't go to a hesped and say, you know, he died. Paul Rachman was—he gave a lot of money to Dunkin' Fine, $50 million right, this morning in the Jewish press. You don't go around and say.
So I guess you're right. It's an excellent question. I guess you have to say, as Chazal say, is there osher hasmech b'chelkoi? Is there what is covered? Is there mechubad hamechabed? You have to learn. Pasuk on the pasuk is that David HaMelech died a happy man.
Why don't you go? I know you had told us before, Rabbi, that Aisha goes, Kavod goes to Aisha. We learned that before.
Right.
But what's Pshat on his death? We're
so I'm saying you have to. I don't know. You're asking an excellent question. You really are. I don't know the answer. The only thing that comes to mind is that when we deal with David HaMelech, we can't even begin to imagine who he was, his Madrega. We have to translate Aisha Kavod according to Chazal. According to Chazal, who's a rich man? Is that Smech B'Chelko? How many people do you know die happy? Very, very few. Very, very few people die. You can say they died a happy person. They had a good life, a happy life, a life of simcha, no complaints, no bitterness, everything they took well. How many people can you say their whole life they were busy giving other people cover? They always gave the cover. They never tried to chap the cover for themselves. They always were in the business of being mechaber other people. Very few, if any. Here the pasuk says about David. David is a person of ish halacha. Was izehu asher hasameach b'chelko. Izehu mechud hamechabik. That's what it means. When you misspell in Rosh, it's a better question. Every Rosh Chodesh, like this Shabbos mevarchem, Kislev. What are you going to say? Chaim shel oisher v'chavod. So what are you being mechavik? What is the idea? You go read people's minds, go to a big shul, try to get, like, you know, they have these high-tech captions, what they're thinking in their mind. Try to see people think, oh, you're Shavu Chava. Right, I'm sure 99.9 thing about Parnassa, I need Parnassa. Even if I don't make $1 billion, if I'll just make ends meet, I'll be happy also. Come on, as long as someone doesn't spit at me when I walk in the street, that for me is enough covered. I don't need the bizyonos. Don't be in the newspaper, right? Just as long as stare at the newspaper, you'll be okay, yeah?
If someone dies and is worth $20 billion,
yeah.
Let's say he's a Russian Marusha.
Yeah.
It's still Asher. Rabbi Shalom gave him money.
There's a pasuk that says,
wait till he's upstairs.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I see a person here that, you know, George Soros, who is the lowest of the low, right. Hashem did something to him. He didn't knock him down. Everyone could have lost the money 10 times over, and he held on to his money. So there's some schar that, you know,
we don't know how it works.
You say Hashem gave him money.
We don't know.
He didn't give him sale. He didn't give him mitzvahs. We gave him money.
I know that has when somebody gets up. My father, Oliver Shalom, died by Oshir Bukhari. Now he's down, Chuck.
And we don't, today, we're not on this madrega.
He was a tzaddik, he gave
tzaddik. I don't know, I don't know the answer to the question. I don't know the answer to the question. All I can say is, Chazal have a different translation of the words Oshir Bukhavot. Oyshev v'chavod, we can relate to it in our very low level of what it means oyshev v'chavod, but on a higher level, it means other things. David used his oyshev v'chavod for very good purposes, and that's on his level. It was the hespeda. But the question stands.
He was so happy. What happened with your honor? What happened?
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the mile that these things. That's exactly the greatness of David. That is the greatness. Look at Sefer Tehillim. Although he had a very difficult life, a very tragic life, it didn't make a difference.
He couldn't sleep at night.
It didn't matter. David. That is the greatness of David HaMelech. He was v'anis sefila. His whole life was shevach v'hoidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite all the problems that he had. Let's go further. Let's finish. We're out of time. Let's read the last pasuk says, pasuk lamed im kol malchuso, together with his malchusoi, besides his oyshev chavoid, and his malchus ugvirasu, his might. And now here is something very fascinating. V'hoitim, and the times. What does it mean, the times? So we'll see the bad times. The bad times. Not life is not only about good times. So itim asher over olav v'al Yisrael v'al mam lechos ha'aretzos, and upon the kingdoms of the earth, his influence, his participation over the kingdoms of the earth. Let's see the Mitzudas and Rashi. We'll finish up. The Mitzudas says pasik chav zayin sheva shanim v'leichosh la'achshav oit sheishes hachadosh mishmoch b'chevan oit lefi l'shahoya nirdof sheish hachadosh b'vnei avshalom b'no. Either because 6 of those months he was being chased away, he was running away from his son Avshalom. V'lohinechshav l'malucha, it's not, you're not considered a king when you're a fugitive. So those 6 months do not count. Or, as the other Mepharshim say, it was because he was a Mitzara for 6 months. That's what it says in the Yalkut Shmoini. Pasuk of Ches, Oyshev v'chavoyd, Musa mila sos, amusav, on the word seva. He was satiated with Oyshev v'chavoyd. Lo yimashro yosava, Osher, seva, Oyshev v'chavoyd. Pasuk of the seva, Oyshev v'chavoyd. Pasuk of Tetz, Arishonim, Kishohoye od nirdaf mibnei shol. Okay, the other words, back to Pasuk of Tes. V'divrei David HaMelech HaRishanim. What are the Rishanim? In his younger years, when he was being pursued by Shaul. That was a rough time. And who wrote these words down? Al-Divrei Shmuel. Rotz Lohem HaSev Shmuel. V'al-Divrei Nasan. Incredible what it says here. Gam Heim Kosvu Sifarim. Unbelievable. Isn't this amazing? Nasan and God. They also wrote books. V'einam Itanu. We don't know where they are. They're lost. Okay, Lamid im kol malchusa rots loymar. Shema yisupar divrei David im kol harotso.
Shema there
is written yisupar divrei David im kol harotso shema lachaleim. All of the activities David participated concerning the nations of the world. Zeho itim letoiva itim lera'ah. The good and the bad. Mixed bag. V'al Yisrael, ha'itim asher avru b'yamav al Yisrael, v'al kol mamluchos haratzos, ha'itim asher avru aleihem b'hilchomas when they went to war with David. Rashi pasukav. That's Divrei David Hamelach Harishanim. Ma sheir ohu le David mitchilas at seif. Means the end. Him student al Divrei Shmuel. Besev Shmuel yal Divrei God. Oh, so here it says different. Not like the mitzudos that there were other books. B'masa hamageifa. That was the terrible magefa when David counted Klal Yisrael, which resulted in a terrible magefa. But Yomer David El God, so that entire event where God told David you made a big mistake and David was communicated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through God, that whole story is what we're referring to. It appears at the end of Sefer Shmuel. So it's part of Sefer. They didn't write any books. There aren't all the books. This is just Sefer Shmuel. Shmuel, as you said, died. He died early on. So who concluded Sefer Shmuel? Who recorded the other parts? God. God and God, the Magefa, Chvod HaMelech Magid, Umaskil, Lemekol, Parashas, period. Now the Parashas explains, in order to give cover, Chvod HaMelech Magid, Umaskir, we relate. And we mentioned Leimar Kol Parashas Kedulos Soi Shlom Melech Sivkan Umukoy Masachedim V'chein the Mordechai Al Sefer Divrei Yom Malchim Mordechai. When the Sefer ends, that's the derech of concluding the Sefer. All of the great things that he accomplished, that he did in his entire life. Haloheim Ksivim Al Sefer Divrei Hayamim. It's written elsewhere. So in the Megillah we have that expression. Here in the end of Sefer Divrei Yom, we also have that expression with regard to David's Malchus. Lamed Uitim Asher Avru Olav Ito Es Saro Shavru Olav. So here, according to the Rashi, not like the Mitzvah who says Itim means good and bad. Here it says only the bad. Only focus on the bad. Only the bad of Itim. Save me from my enemies. They roared. They cried out with a very loud voice on the plush of Hashem. Hashem said to him, "Yeshafad v'etsa hilachamu berino utehila nas Hashem b'sanchei v'yish ashkim abokiv inam kulam b'kol meisim." They cried out all the different events which happened in the life of David HaMelech when they cried out the Kodesh Baruch Hu in all the various words. Okay, so this concludes Sefer Divrei Rambam. There's one thing I want to do tomorrow. I just have to find the Sefer. I want to do with you the Kisei of Shlomo. I want to go to make a photocopy of the Medrash. The Medrash appears in the Midrash among Megillas Esther, and I have a picture, not a real picture, obviously, but some type of illustration based upon the Medrash of the Kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. Has that the picture of the image? Okay, so it says here that he sat Shlomo Kisei Hashem. It was a mystical type of Kisei. We'll try to do that tomorrow if I can get a hold of the picture.